Well, welcome to the reading of a proverb for the week. You know, the world says an apple a day will keep the doctor away. Well, God's Word said a proverb a day, or a week in this case for the online service, will keep the devil away. And I want to share from chapter 5 today, and it's talking about how we can prevent ourselves from immorality. Starting at verse 15 through 19, chapter 5. Drink water from your own well. Share your love only with your wife. Why spill the water of your springs in public? Having sex with just anyone, you should reserve it for yourself. Don't share it with strangers. Let your wife be a fountain of blessing for you, and rejoice in the wife of your youth. She is a loving doe and a graceful deer. Yes, let her breast satisfy your love always, and may you always be captive by her love. And why would you want to share that with anyone? Well, you know, us Christians especially, we're all about morality, at least we think we are. But many non-Christians believe that monogamous relationships are irrelevant, and they're boring and outdated, if you would. But believers in Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, on the other hand, sometimes assume that a desire for sexual intimacy and pleasure is evil, and it ought not to be evil. It don't need to be denied if it's between a husband and a wife. Well, this passage in Proverbs proves both viewpoints to be in error. God intends marriage to be both a lifetime of commitment and growing and satisfying adventure of sexual, hear this church, intimacy. Well, God loves you, and so do I. Hope you're having a good day.